Hello, hello, and welcome back. I'm your host Kerim, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the traditional, ancestral, and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. We have reached the fourth episode of Euroneuro, where we are going backwards in recapping the Eurovision Song Contest year by year. In this episode, we will be talking about Eurovision 2019, which was held in Tel Aviv, Israel, following the country's win in 2018 with Netta Barzilay and her song Toy. Almost exactly a moment after her victory, it was obvious that the Israeli occupation of Palestine would be at the center of the contest in 2019, when Netta Barzilay shouted, quote-unquote, next year in Jerusalem during her speech after she was announced the winner. It is difficult to fit the Palestinian issue in a one-hour radio show, but I still would like to give a brief introduction to better understand the reasons of the protests and calls for boycott. Israel was formed in 1948 through the occupation of Palestine and the forced displacement of nearly 800,000 Palestinians. The origin of this occupation is founded on the ideology of Zionism of late 19th century, which claims that all people worldwide who identify themselves as Jewish belong to a Jewish nation and that this nation has an inherent right to a Jewish state in Palestine, despite the presence of the indigenous Palestinian population. According to Jewish Voice for Peace, a Jewish activist organization in the US, Zionism is a 19th century political ideology that emerged in a moment where Jewish people were defined as irrevocably outside of a Christian Europe, where anti-Semitism threatened and ended millions of Jewish lives in pogroms, in exile, and in the Holocaust. Starting in the late 1800s, the Zionist movement set up colonies in Palestine, with the support from the Western imperial powers. In 1917, Britain, which was appointed as the governor of Palestine after World War I, committed to establishing a national home for Jewish people in Palestine against the will of the indigenous Arab population. This was declared in a letter by then UK Foreign Secretary Arthur James Balfour to Baron Rothschild, a leader of the British Zionist movement. And this is known as the Balfour Declaration. The settler colonialism, which continues to this date, was met with resistance from Palestinian people, and in 1947, United Nations proposed the partition of the land, offering more than half of the territories to the Jewish people. This was rejected by the Palestinians, and Israeli forces immediately launched an armed attack against the indigenous Palestinian population that protested partition. The establishment of the State of Israel was declared on May 15, 1948, a day that is remembered by the Palestinian people as Al-Nakba, a word which means catastrophe in Arabic. During this period, Israel seized control of the western part of the city of Jerusalem, considered sacred by both Muslim, Christian and Jewish people. In 1967, following the Six-Day War, Israel occupied and annexed the eastern part of Jerusalem, as well as the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. Since then, although Palestinian Authority has some administrative rule in the regions, Israel has the de facto control of all parts of historic Palestine, although occupation is only recognized internationally in the East Jerusalem, West Bank and Gaza Strip. Israel keeps persistent presence of military power and uses it to displace Palestinian people, use brutal force on them, arresting and killing people under the protection of intraterritorial and international impunity. Under Israeli law and in practice, Jewish Israelis and Palestinians are treated differently in almost every aspect of life, including freedom of movement, family, housing, education, employment, and other basic human rights. Dozens of racist Israeli laws and policies institutionalize this prevailing system of racial discrimination and domination, making it an apartheid state. If you want to hear a much more detailed piece from our very own CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver with accounts from Palestinians, you can refer to the episode 44 of the Spencer Latu Show on our website, citr.ca. Despite the majority of the international community not accepting it, Israel declares the occupied Jerusalem as its undivided capital and held the Eurovision Song Contest twice there, in 1979 and in 1999. The initial desire of the Israeli officials was again to host the Eurovision in occupied Jerusalem, with Benjamin Netanyahu tweeting next year in Jerusalem after Netta Barzilay's win, and Culture Minister Miri Regev, proclaiming that if Israel cannot host the Eurovision in Jerusalem, it shouldn't host it at all. Eurovision named Jerusalem, Tel Aviv and Eilat as the potential host cities, and later on, Tel Aviv was chosen as the host city of Eurovision 2019. Israel's participation has been the target of protests throughout the history of the Eurovision. Although the apartheid regime and its crimes against Palestinian people have been overlooked by most of the European countries, the occupation has been condemned by the international community. When Eurovision 1979 was announced to be held in Jerusalem, Turkey withdrew from the contest as a result of the pressure from the Arab countries. This happened despite the country having already been selected its participating song, Seviyorum, meaning I Love, by Maria Rita Epic and Parent 21. In 2005, Lebanon was set to participate in the Eurovision for the first time. Country's national television, Tele Liban, selected Aline Lahoud and her song Quand tu sens froid to represent Lebanon. However, they withdrew due to the country's laws barring the recognition of Israel and showing Israeli content on TV. Since Tele Liban withdrew almost 3 months after the 15th of December, no consequence withdrawal date deadline, the broadcaster was penalized, losing its participation fee, and was served with a 3-year ban. Along with the countries, boycott, divestment and sanctions calls for cultural boycott of Israel too, leading a number of protests against the Eurovision in the apartheid state of Israel. Australian Greens Party, Ireland's Sinn Féin and Sweden's Left Party joined the calls for boycott, but none of the broadcasters withdrew from the contest. In the event, viewing figures for the contest dropped to the joint lowest level since the Eurovision 2013. The most vocal protests against Israel in Eurovision 2019 came from the representative of the Iceland, Hatari. The techno, industrial and punk rock band, which incorporates elements of anti-capitalism and BDSM attire in their public image, have been fairly open about their intent to make use of the venue to criticize Israeli government's policies towards the Palestinian people. This has included an open challenge to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to a wrestling match. Vocalist Matthias Haraldsson telling reporters in their first press conference that they hope to see an end to the occupation, and the vocalist Clemens Hennigan telling the Eurovision blog, Vivi Blogs, that the segregation is so clear after taking a tour of Hebron with a Palestinian tour guide. This resulted in Jan Ola Sand, the executive supervisor of the European Broadcasting Union, EBU, warning Hatari that they have reached the limits of the patience of the EBU. The warning didn't stop Hatari, and they opened Palestinian flags when the cameras showed them during the announcement of their public score in the voting part of the grand final. Their flags were confiscated by the officials, and Icelandic broadcaster RUV was fined €5,000 by the EBU for this act. Palestinian Campaign for the Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel group stated that while they appreciated the gestures of solidarity, they cannot accept them when they come with an act that clearly undermines their non-violent human rights movement, which is not withdrawing from the competition held in Israel. They stated that most meaningful expression of solidarity is to cancel performances in the apartheid state of Israel. Another moment when Palestinian flag was seen was during Madonna's interval act in the grand final of Eurovision 2019. While she was performing her song Future, two dancers, one wearing an Israeli and the other one wearing a Palestinian flag on the back of their costumes, were seen holding each other's hands, while guest vocalist Quavo sang the lyrics, "Not everyone is coming to the future, not everyone is learning from the past." However, Madonna later stated that the use of the Israeli and Palestinian flags was not a pro-Palestine demonstration, but it was a call for unity and peace. After this long introduction, let's start hearing the songs of Eurovision 2019 with Hatari's industrial techno song Hatred Mun Sigra, meaning Hatred Will Prevail, representing Iceland in Eurovision 2019. Licht, sicker Elend, Licht.
enter atla. Atris Brusira.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We've just listened to Hatrid Munsigra by Hatari, which was the Icelandic entry for Eurovision 2019. They scored a total of 232 points in the grand final and finished 10th overall. Now, let's move on to talking about the winner of and the music from the Eurovision 2019. This contest was special in the sense that the overall winner of the contest didn't come first in either the jury vote or the public vote, just like in 2016. Although the Netherlands, represented by Duncan Lawrence and his song Arcade, won the competition with the combined votes, the winner of the jury vote was North Macedonia, and the winner of the public vote was Norway. Prior to this year, North Macedonia did not have a top 10 result, their best position being the 12th in the Eurovision 2006. In 2019, North Macedonia was represented by Tamara Todeska and her song Proud. Tamara Todeska is no stranger to the stage of the Eurovision. She represented Macedonia, then known as the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia, in 2008 contest, along with Rade Vrčekovski and Adrian Gadja, failing to qualify for the grand final. She was also a backing vocalist for Macedonian entries in 2004 and 2014. Proud, according to the songwriter, is a song that celebrates womanhood and feminism, but applies to immigrants, LGBTQ+ people. It applies to everyone fighting for equality. Tamara Todeska explained that Proud is a song for everyone that has been told to put their head down, to follow society's rules. This song has been one of my favorites as well this year. The winner of the televote, Spirit in the Sky by Kei Ino, representing Norway, is a pop song containing joik, a Sami form of vocal music containing no words. Sami people are the indigenous people whose land of Sapmi today encompasses the northern part of Norway, Sweden, Finland and Russia. They are one of the many oppressed groups of people in Europe, having struggles with discrimination, land rights, education and social services in native languages and so on. We will talk more about them in our episode covering Eurovision 1980 with a song about their autonomy movement. The rapper of the group, Fred Bulyeo, is Sami himself. I quite like this song by the group Kei Ino as well. And now, let's hear the winners of the jury vote and the public vote respectively. Proud by Tamara Todeska representing North Macedonia and Spirit in the Sky by Kei Ino representing Norway. After these songs, we will take a short break, which I will be back right after.
Girl, they will try to tell you what to do, how to look, smile, act, and move. All the rules are made for you to lose. But baby, let me tell you something, girl, for every tear the world makes you cry, hold on to me, I am always on your side. Don't be afraid to spread your wings and fly. Tell them, raise your voice and say it loudly. Show them what it means to stand up proudly. Tell them, this is me and thanks to you.
Stay with me into the night. Stay, I need you close. You can go back when the sun rises again. Just stay tonight, just stay.
Have you seen my spirit lost in the night? The violent nightshade, they took away my light. They call us nothing, my name is nothing. Come see me, please see me. Till the daylight shines away.
I need a hero, I need my light. Shining like waves will break away the night. I call it freedom, my name is freedom. Come find me, please find me. Cause I am dancing with the fairies. you, oh God.
Do you want to change the state of the world? But instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting. You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
Hi there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We just heard the winners of the jury vote and the public vote, Proud by Tamara Todeska, representing North Macedonia, and Spirit in the Sky by Kei Ino, representing Norway, respectively. Now, it's time to hear the winner of Eurovision 2019. The Netherlands won the Eurovision 2019 with Duncan Lawrence and his song Arcade. After the complete lineup of the songs were announced, Arcade was the bookmaker's favorite to win the competition. Although it is not one of my favorites, I think it is the type of the song to win the Eurovision, so no surprise it won. Let's hear the winner of Eurovision 2019, Arcade by Duncan Lawrence, representing the Netherlands.
A broken heart is all that's left. I'm still fixing all the cracks. Lost a couple of pieces when I carried it home. I'm afraid of all I am. My mind feels like a foreign land. Silence ringing inside my head. Please carry me home.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We just listened to the winner of the Eurovision 2019, Arcade, by Duncan Lawrence, representing the Netherlands. In this part of the episode, I will play the rest of my favorite songs from Eurovision 2019, my most favorite being Hatted Moon Sigra by Hatari, which was the first song we listened to in this episode. One of my other favorites was the entry of Australia, which came first in the first semi-final. Australia was represented by Kate Miller-Heidke and her song Zero Gravity. In general, I quite liked the entries of Australia since their debut in 2015, but I think this was my favorite Australian entry so far. What impressed me the most about this song was the staging of the performance, where Kate Miller-Heidke and two dancers stood on top of bandy poles using their body weight to sway themselves through the air above the stage. Going up to the high opera notes while swaying seemed super difficult and added up to the glow of the performance. This is a song about Kate Miller-Heidke's experience with postnatal depression after the birth of her son, Ernie, and how she felt weightless as she recovered. Let's hear Australia's Eurovision 2019 entry, Zero Gravity by Kate Miller-Heidke, but be sure to check out the live performance as well.
Hey you, it's me again. Hey you, stone in my shoe. I've been aching, feeling more. You're so heavy. I have got to let you go. Going with his zero gravity, zero gravity, zero gravity. Earth
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. And in this episode, we are talking about the Eurovision 2019. We've just heard the Australian entry, Zero Gravity, by Kate Miller-Heidke, which was one of my favorite songs in the Eurovision 2019. It scored 284 points and came in ninth in the grand final. One of my other favorites this year was the entry of Albania. Albania was represented by Jonida Maliki and her song Teju Tokes, meaning return to the land in Albanian. This folk song, this folk electronic song explores the theme of migration, particularly that of the Albanian people during the 1990s as part of the Kosovo War, and also alludes to the continuous migration crisis around the world. We will talk more about the refugee protection crisis of Europe, possibly in our next episode covering Eurovision 2018. Now, let's hear Albania's Eurovision 2019 entry, Kteju Tokes by Jonida Maliki. After that, we will take a short break, and I will be back right after this.
CITR is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which includes stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of Yerba Mate. Visit guayaquil.com. GUAYAKI.com to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR Station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is ours.
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we.
Tune in to Viva Poru, el ungüento para el alma, every other Thursday at 4 p.m. here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture. Hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja. And the other one and only
DJ D-Ron.
Featuring music genres like
salsa, sabrosura vintage, boleros, bossa, Latin indie, plus so much more.
Viva Peru, el invento para el alma, contains a high amount of llama content.
DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for newly found llama obsession.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. And in this episode, we are discussing the Eurovision 2019. We just heard the Albanian Eurovision 2019 entry, Tejuk Toket by Yonida Maliki, which scored 90 points and came in 17th in the grand final. In this final part of the episode, I'd like to talk about my favorite songs among the ones that failed to qualify to the final from the semifinals. The first one is the Polish entry Fire of Love, Palicie, by Tulia. I'm a big fan of the Eastern European folk music, however, Eurovision jury is not. So, this chant didn't make it into the grand final, and in the upcoming episodes, we will hear more of the Eastern European folk songs that shared the same fate. Let's listen to Fire of Love, Palicie, by Tulia, representing Poland. On an interesting side note, in the Eurovision movie of Netflix, Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga, which was aired in 2020, the Russian entry had the same name, Fire of Love. Let's hear the Polish entry.
Oh,
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We just heard the Polish Eurovision 2019 entry, Fire of Love, Palisie by Tulia, which failed to make it into the grand final. Another song that I really liked, but failed to make it into the final, was the entry of Moldova from the second semifinal. The song was a ballad called Stay by Anna Odobescu, and this was a strong ballad from one of my favorite Eurovision countries, but it failed to make it into the final. Let's hear Stay by Anna Odobescu representing Moldova.
Hold on, even with the wind will make it. Be strong, keep the fire burning inside. Go on, as I breathe in you, look into
one final welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. You listened to Moldovan Eurovision 2019 entry, Stay, by Anna Odobescu. We have reached the end of our episode where I talked about Eurovision 2019. To be frank, this year was not one of my favorites. There were less number of songs that I liked. Still, I made all the songs that I liked heard on this episode. And in our next episode, where I will be covering Eurovision 2018, there will be a much more number of nice songs with a wider range of genres. I'd like to say goodbye with one of the best ballads of this year's contest, 2019. Denmark's Love is Forever by Leonora. Interestingly, this song was succeeded by the Swedish entry called Too Late for Love in the second semifinal. Two contradicting titles. I hope to be with you again in our next episode, where I will be talking about the Eurovision 2018. Take care and goodbye.
travel the world to see the ruins of what has been. Learning our history, but still we don't take it in. Why we make it tough? The world has had enough. Don't get too political. And who are we to judge? It doesn't take too much, only just a miracle. Love is forever. Love is forever and everyone. Love is forever. Love is forever and everyone. Just a taste of love, a taste of what could actually rule both me and you. A taste of love is all we got. So don't you never ever give up love. Come over my long lost friend and work on a happy end. Imagine what we could do after what we've been through. Why we make it tough? The world has had enough. Don't get too political. And who are we to judge? It doesn't take too much, only just a miracle. Love is forever. Love is forever and everyone. Love is forever. Love is forever and everyone. Just a taste of love, a taste of what could actually rule both me and you. A taste of love is all we got. So don't you never ever give up love. Venez découvrir la vie. Ce soir on va tous partir. Le beau temps n'est pas fini. Quand dites-vous mon ami. Vos faces que vous lost. All we need is love. Liebe ist für alle da. Kærlighed er håb. Alle kan forstå. Kærlighed er samme sprog. L'amour est pour toujours.